I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You can't grow up without a decent education, you know. So, I am going to be your tutor. You watch now, you like this. Hicketus figgetus zumba kazee. I want your attention, everything. Pockety, wackety, whack, abber, abber, and abber, and ack. Shrink in size, very small, we got to save enough room for all. Hicketus, figgetus, figgetus, boom, prestidigitonium. Hicketus, figgetus, figgetus, boom, prestidigitonium. Hicketus, figgetus, figgetus, boom, prestidigitonium.
All right, good morning, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Derek Toker, and the show you are about to experience is Sound Square. Little congested today. We have the typical fall, mid-fall cold that just, you know, won't go away. I hope everybody on the roads today are having a great Friday morning drive. I've got some music coming up here. We're going to listen to some Boombox. And before that, let's just talk a little bit about the show. On the show today, we are going to focus a little bit more on the interview action. We've got an independent filmmaker from Vancouver, British Columbia, that's going to be doing a live call-in with us, and we can ask him all the questions we've always wanted to ask independent filmmakers, especially the creative ones, like the directors and the producers and the editors and the writers and all that stuff. I've always wondered, you know, the guy that just lived his life as a starving artist for a while and somehow made it work. You can ask those questions today. We are going to ask those questions. And let's see here. What can we talk about? We are going to look at some movies that Scott Bellier has done. He's got a couple of shorts that we're going to look at. One is called Children of the Dark that's recently been picked up by the CBC. And we've also got another film here called 99%. It says here it's a dystopian sci-fi post-apocalyptic bus line. So I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. But, you know, before that, before we get started on that, just wanted to say I went out last night. Haven't gone out to a concert in a while. I got the wonderful experience of seeing the Deep Dark Woods at the Commodore, a great band out of Saskatchewan. And they also had this really cool band opening for them, the Rah-Rahs, which was also a Saskatchewan band. So it's a lot of fun. Got to meet some of the band members and chat a little bit about their music. And it's great that we can experience some inner prairie music here out of Vancouver. So before we get started, let's do some music. We've got the Boombox, maybe a little something to wake you up. And, you know, hope you enjoy that.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, this is Boombox.
Thank you.
All right, then. It looked like the song ended a little early. We just heard some Ghostland Observatory, Midnight Voyage, and they're a funky little band from 2006. Before that, also from 2006, we heard, what did we hear? We heard some Boombox. And interestingly enough, one of those dudes, his parents are members of the Grateful Dead. So maybe that's how they got their start. I've got Scott Belly on the line here. We're just going to try to work the switchboard and get him live on the air. One second here. Let's work the magic. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Derek Toger, how are you?
I'm really good. For all the listeners out there, we are on the air with Scott Bellier. He is an independent filmmaker from Vancouver, British Columbia. And how would you describe yourself? What are your titles, Scott? Tell us who you are.
What are my titles? Well, for the last 15 years of my life, I've been a filmmaker. In the last 8 years, I've been a director, an editor, post-production supervisor, a PA runner, if we want to go way back.
So right now you are predominantly a director.
Predominantly a director.
and a writer.
Commercials, music videos, for money, and then for fun, I direct short films.
Oh, and short film. So are you? Have you done your feature film yet, or are we still in the short film world?
We're still in the short film world. We're still building a team. We're still finding enough crew members that can facilitate a team of experienced professionals.
And what is a short film? Tell me, like, what does it mean? Is it, like, 30 seconds long, 10 minutes long? Like, what does that mean to be a short film?
Short film is anything from 10 seconds to, I believe, just under... Technically, I believe it's under 60 minutes. It could be a short film. I've never made a 60-minute short film, though. That sounds like a short feature.
Yeah, like, why not just go for the whole deal, hey?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 12 more minutes.
Speaking of short films, we've got two short films that you've recently done that we're going to talk about a little bit later on here. The Children of the Dark, mm-hmm. which just got picked up by CBC, and there's also your latest one, the 99%.
99%.
Yeah, do you use the percent symbol or do you actually spell out the word percent?
Percent symbol. We're going with numbers and percent symbols on this one.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is like my first interview on the air, so mm-hmm. hopefully everybody can bear with me and has a laugh or two. I wrote down some questions that I wanted to ask you. Let's see, I've got, who's your favorite Spice Girl? What's your religious beliefs? Views on abortion? No, maybe... some people have said you're the next Orson Welles or Stanley Kubrick. What can you say about that?
I would say it's kind of a great opinion. That sounds true. If I had to put myself in the category of any two filmmakers in history, I'd probably be like, that sounds a little far-fetched for me, but I have heard that I have a deep enough voice to be Orson, and I have a strong enough stare to be Kubrick, so I'll accept those compliments.
I'm gonna put some music on in the background here. Let's see if this works. No, that's the wrong channel. How about this one? There we go. All right, that's good. I like that.
Sounds great.
All right, Scott. So, you know, one fear I had, you know, in my foray into the artistic world, Mr. Scott Belly, independent film director from Vancouver, is sort of living the life of the starving artist. And, you know, it's not easy to sort of come to a big city or start yourself up in a big city. And, you know, how do you support yourself? How did you, you know, survive all these years as a authentic artist here in the city as a film director?
Vancouver, known as Hollywood North, has always been a bit of a technician's town. So it was never really difficult to come across any work. There's always a job on a film set somewhere. There's, you know, at any given moment, there's dozens of film sets happening, so you can always find something. It's always pizza phenomena. Even nowadays, as a working professional director, it's still pizza phenomena. Things go really well for months and months, and then you hit a dead patch.
Uh-oh, our streaming music just stopped. Let's try this again. Come on, internets. We're attempting to listen to Erland and the Carnival. Yeah. We're back, and with enthusiasm. Are you still there, Scott?
I am still here, Derek.
Right on. And can you tell the listeners out there who you are?
Yeah, my name's Scott Bellier, and I'm a Vancouver filmmaker.
Very, very cool.
Yes.
And we just heard, what did we just hear there? What song did we hear?
That was Erland and the Carnival. That was, I'm listening to their album. I kind of found it this year. They're a British folk rock band, and they have one of their lead members used to be a part of Verve and Blur and some pretty renowned UK bands from the 90s, and I've been spinning their disc, and it's been pretty good. It's called Nightingale, and a pretty good little listen.
Nightingale's the album, I take it.
Nightingale is the album.
Yeah, and we just heard Map. It says you're Map of an Englishman.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what we just heard. And okay.
So now what? Now what do we do here? We're taking up the airwaves. Let's talk.
Let's have a chat, Derek.
Let's talk.
I understand this is your first interview, and
I've actually never talked to people before, so this is like more than a first interview. It's like my very first social interaction.
Wow.
Yeah, I just sort of wandered into the studio here.
So it was unlocked, and all of a sudden,
I pick locks as a hobby.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That's part of the whole, you know, not being very social, but
right. You learn things that most people don't know.
Well, no, just when people are around and I pick the lock, you know, it doesn't go over very well. So
you probably hotwire an engine like the best of them.
Engines are beyond me, but you're listening to Radio Voice 101.9 FM CITR. This is Sound Square. Yeah, you're listening to Sound Square. We are an independent show, and we are talking to independent people, and there's no money anywhere. So that's by definition independent. Scott Bellier, independent filmmaker, we were talking about a couple short films that you've recently done, and maybe we can, you know, hear what you have to say about them. So the first one, I'm going to check my little paper here, Children of the Dark, picked up by CBC. What does that mean?
What's that means about? They purchased the Canadian broadcasting rights of the film. They decided they liked it enough to buy it for 3 years, and they'll play it indefinitely, hopefully every day.
Definitely, yeah. So how did they actually like get it? Like, you know, how do you like, you just mail it to the CBC?
Yeah, you could. They have an acquisitions department, like any other broadcast.
Do they tow vehicles too? Is that part of their acquisitions?
That's a monopoly around here.
Yeah, they're not busters. So, Children of the Dark. What is that about? What's the title? What's the plot? I mean, what can you tell us about this movie?
Children of the Dark is a short film about two young brothers in a post-apocalyptic world, struggling to survive while they search for their mother. So it's a kids' film that takes place in a dark, dark world.
It's a kids' film.
Well, I like to think that it's about kids. The protagonists are adolescents, so, and it becomes a little bit more relatable and accessible by all ages.
So if we want to check this out, like if people are driving, you know, in their cars, which they probably are, and they're tuned into CITR, what can they do to see this movie or find out more? Like how can they get involved?
Now that it's been purchased by CBC in Canada, they own the broadcast and internet rights. So in fact, you can't watch the full film, but if you want to see the trailer and check online at cbc.ca every now and again, you can see the trailer at childrenofthedarkmovie.com.
That's childrenofthedarkmovie.com?
Movie.com.
And, you know, is there any way to contact you if people want to give you some feedback or tell you what they thought?
Yeah, I believe there's a contact button on that webpage, so you can contact myself and my producer directly for that.
Excellent.
And, please do review the film. I'd love to hear about it.
So now that CBC has it, there's no more BitTorrenting for that movie, right?
Well, maybe if it becomes popular enough, I would be honored to be torrented.
No kidding. Hey, you get to the point in your career where your movies are being pirated. That's when you know you've made it.
That's a successful endeavor.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you meet people at parties. You're like, yeah, I'm Scott, and my movies are on BitTorrent, and not in a legal way.
Yeah. I totally stole your film last night. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm so honored. So I have a question here. This is coming from a listener out in Vancouver. Well, here in Vancouver. Well, we're in Vancouver. So, and it is Scott Bellier. What is the one essential ingredient to being an independent director? And it says here, not talking about money.
Oh, that was going to be my answer. I'd love to know who asked this question. That's a great question, listener. Well, what's the essential ingredient?
Yeah.
Persistence. Patience and persistence, obviously, would be a great one. If it's not money, it's got to be patience. Because if it was money, then you wouldn't need too much patience or persistence. You would just go to the bank, drop a bunch of cash on a film, and you'd be a filmmaker. But to be honest, experience is another essential ingredient. There's a few essential ingredients.
Well, let's just talk about persistence for a second. Mr. Scott Bellier, independent film director from Vancouver, BC. What do you mean by persistence? What have you done, you know, that constitutes being persistent as a person struggling and you know, now being a commercially and independently successful film director here in Vancouver?
It takes time, you know. Time has gone by. There has been years that have passed. Experience is a very valuable attribute that you need to accumulate experience. And
well, I mean, I can sit on my couch a lot of time. You know what I mean? Like, what have you done? What is it that makes you stand out from someone else who's just, you know, punching the clock or something, you know?
That's sounds fun.
Yeah, well, it is fun. I mean, it pays the bills, right?
I've consistently produced at least two films a year for the last 8 years. I have a catalog of films that I've made in my in the time spent instead of just sitting on the couch. I've managed to be a team builder, find a group of talented individuals in the city that have the same passion and desire. And then we go out and shoot films and pretty consistently and regularly, even though it is an exhausting endeavor and an expensive endeavor.
So
we've managed to produce pretty regularly.
So just a lot of sort of shooting movies at any cost. Or,
at any cost.
So whatever it takes to make it happen.
Find a way. Get a group of friends around. Yeah. You know, find a camera. That's once a year, I put on workshops at a film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the pitch. It's use your limitations and use your surroundings and whatever you can accumulate around you, that's your film. So start there. And that's a really great start. And then from there, obviously, we're lucky enough to be in a film center where we're surrounded by enough talented people that we can pull together and make a professional film at the drop of a hat.
All right, Scott, independent director from Vancouver, we need to play some promos. I forgot to play them, so I'm going to be in trouble. You know, considering that we are a campus and community-driven radio station, we've got lots of great stuff to share with you. So without further ado, here we go. Let's see. This is a show. Oh, here we go. Exploding Head Movies. That's what you wanted to hear. Okay,
yeah.
let's do this.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah, come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things. SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, everybody. All right, everybody. We're back on Sound Square. My name is Derek Toker. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and we are on the lines live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, there we go. We're on the air live with Scott Bellier. He is an independent film director here in Vancouver, British Columbia. We have been talking about all kinds of important and relative things, like how to become a director. Actually, that's a good question. How do you become a director?
I think you just start to make movies. I mean, there's a certain point in your career where you get paid for it. But
what about film school? What are your thoughts about film school?
I've heard about film school. I don't have great thoughts about film school. I got burned. I had a bad experience with film school, and I don't talk kindly of it. I find it to be a bit of a money grab. And there's, to be honest, there's just not enough jobs available for the amount of students that the film schools, all of them in the city, pump out. There's a lot of film schools, and they spring up like weeds, and they pull people in that don't know any better and pretend like they're giving you an education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's...
when really you could either A, take the money that you spend on tuition and make your own film, or B, just go, there's enough films happening at any given moment that you could just call them, you know, an ALM, assistant locations manager, and get yourself some PA work. If you want to work in the film industry. I know a lot of people that came out of film school and just became PAs, and they could have easily done that and saved themselves $25,000.
So have you done work as a PA?
I did 3 days as a PA driver on a very, I wouldn't even call it a B movie. I would call it a C, maybe even a D movie. that was the extent of my PA work. It wasn't long-lasting.
So more like the Teamster side of things?
Yes, it was more like the Teamster side of things. But they wouldn't let me in their union. They tried.
Okay, so let's use up the last 10 minutes here and talk about your other short film, 99%. And I want to say this again because I love reading it off the page here. Dystopian sci-fi post-apocalyptic bus line. I mean, what the hell does that mean? That sounds really cool.
I guess I'm on like my post-apocalyptic trilogy right now. I've been fascinated with the idea. I think that the post-apocalyptic films can be done affordably and reasonably well. I find them every time I'm on set of my own post-apocalyptic film. Anyway, I feel like I'm on set of like an 80s horror movie, like an 80s slasher flick, where they're like saving money and being creative and trying to find fun ways to make the film come to life. And I feel like post-apocalyptic movies are 80s slasher flicks because you can set back an entire world with the junk in your garage, you know, and it makes sense.
So this movie in particular, where does the story come from? Is this something you wrote or you co-wrote? Like where did the inspiration come to do a post-apocalyptic bus movie?
this is something that I thought about a few years back. So myself and another writer had developed the idea over the course of a couple months after we knew we were shooting the film. We needed to write the script, so we actually did it backwards this time around, which made us feel really Hollywood. We actually went into production, and
what do you mean by backwards?
We had the money.
You had the money first
before we had the script.
Where does money come? I mean, this seems like a contradiction here, being independent. Mm-hmm. Where, like, how does one get money?
Well, it does take money to make films, right? So you need money no matter what, be it like, you know, $50 or, you know, $50,000.
But is it like
that's still an independent film.
Is it just rich dentists, or like where is this money coming from?
This money in particular came from the Alberta government. Different factions of the Alberta government actually financed the film, and we applied for grants under the guise of work placement and new industry initiatives, and basically went to a small town to shoot the film, used a variety of local interns, and trained them how to make a movie, and that was enough to get the film financed. If that makes sense.
It does. So you got money from the government.
We got money
great.
From the government to train workers in a new industry that hadn't been in their region before. That industry was filmmaking. And so I brought a variety of local professionals from Vancouver. We flew them up there. We all stayed there. I was in northern Alberta for a month. And I brought technicians in for a couple of weeks. And then we trained about a dozen interns and shot the film.
Scott Bellier, independent director from Vancouver. Let's see here. Post-apocalyptic bus. I'm assuming you had an actual bus up in northern Alberta while you shot this movie.
Yeah, one of the luxuries of having a budget was we were actually able to purchase a bus. So we bought a school bus.
like a yellow school bus.
We bought a yellow school bus, painted the whole thing black overnight, put grids along the windows and the inside so it looked a little bit more like a prison bus, and like it was a little more equipped for the post-apocalyptic world, and filled that bus with about 30 people.
And a bus driver?
And a driver.
Yeah, that must have been a fun job.
It was, yeah. Other than it was about 35 degrees every day on set, and 30 people in a black bus in 35 degree heat wasn't fun, but it was smelly.
Well, I know, maybe you're actually, you know, bringing a real world quality to the concept of post-apocalyptic. You're actually, right. You know, putting your actors or your crew through real conditions.
If they didn't have to be met, then we were giving them the real deal.
So yeah. It I mean, it snows a lot up there in northern Alberta. Was this done in the summer, right? If it was 35 degrees, yeah. Would you have shot this in the winter if you could have?
I had initially wanted to go up there. Again, we had the financing before we had the script, so I had initially wanting to go up there making a oil field mockumentary.
That sounds amazing.
In the winter, and we had a summertime slot.
That sounds amazing. When is your oil field mockumentary going to be made?
If we can manage to wrangle up a little more financing again, I would love to do it. It's one of those things that's a little touchy. It's very difficult to get onto an oil field site, especially with a camera.
Yeah.
You don't know that I'm not an environmentalist documentarian that's going to come there and snipe their progress.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, there's like security issues, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd rather go there and sort of examine the lifestyle, which is
exactly. Yeah, like go to a camp or something and see sort of, you know, where all the happiness comes from.
Yeah, all the extremes, like the extreme personalities and the extreme weather and the extreme isolation. And there's so many extremes in that lifestyle that I'd love to take in.
All right, Scott Belly, for the listeners out there, we are currently broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC in Vancouver. You're listening to Sound Square. My name is Derek Toker, and Scott Belly, the independent film director. We are looking at a short film that you just did called, you did the film, 99%. Where can the peoples out there find out more about 99%, the post-apocalyptic bus film?
99% is still in post-production. It's a post-apocalyptic post-production.
It's a post-post-apocalyptic film.
It's in post. So that means I'm still editing the film right now. There's a variety of visual effects that need to be implemented, a lot of sound design work, and the score needs to be done as we speak. But it's still a ways away. Anyone gets to see it, but we're going to have a premiere on April the 28th in Alberta, so that'll be the beginning of it, and then we'll run around the festivals for about a year, and hopefully, with any luck, we'll get some Canadian and international distribution as we did with the last one.
So can we follow you on Twitter? How does that work? How can we stay in touch with Scott Belly, local film director from Vancouver?
Twitter is great. I have I try my damnedest to implement Twitter into my life day to day. I get about a week into it, and then I forget about it. One of these days I'll have a blog or a tweet.
So we can
explosion.
Can we just punch your name in on Twitter and have it come up? What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is The Scott Bellier. And you can just type my name into the Google even. There's a bunch of stuff that'll pop up there.
So that's Scott Bellier?
That's right.
Right on. Okay, so let's ask you a couple last concluding questions here. I had them written down, and I don't know where they went now. They were supposed to be funny, but they're probably not. Oh, okay. Happy Bat Cinema. What does that make you think about?
That's a fond memory of mine, Happy Bat Cinema. I love Happy Bat. I used to know the owner really well, and he was one of my first friends when I moved to Vancouver, and he was so well-versed in all things cinema that I was in awe of his film knowledge, and I wanted to know everything. And he had just started a video store back when video stores existed.
Are there still video stores? I don't think I've seen any around lately.
I'm not sure where they went. They're hanging out with Elvis.
So Happy Bats is no longer with us.
Yeah, they're no longer here. There's one left right across from my house. There's a Black Dog video, which is a relic of time spent. This is how horrible it is. I'm a filmmaker. I love film. I'm passionate about film. I have a video store that still exists 10 feet from my house, and I haven't been in there in months. I just don't do it to DVD. Nobody uses DVDs anymore.
Yeah, you need the whole Netflix and Apple TV thing now, or whatever incarnation your media is being pumped into your head.
however you need to get it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Happy Bats. I actually just found my Happy Bats T-shirt.
You should hang on to that. Very fun memories. You can throw that up on eBay, or you can use it as a prop in one of your films in the future. It'll be like the ultimate inside joke.
Yeah, that only 7 people will ever understand.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, actually, I've been to Happy Bats, too, and I remember it was like, you know, after being in, like, Blockbuster and Rogers Video, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of indie movie stores, if they're still around, like, I was going to say Red Cat, but Black Dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was sort of organized by director. So it's like, oh, I really like this movie. And you're like, oh, look, there's all this other stuff this director's done. I always thought that was such a great way to categorize stuff instead of just, like, children action comedy, right? Or new release. Yeah, new release. That's where it's at, right? Mm-hmm. The whole market around that.
Yeah, because there's such respect for independent film in particular. I mean, there's such respect for the director. And that's sort of the part of the allure to want to become one. You know, that they're held in such regard. And because they're, you know, you have the opportunity to take a soapbox and express your vision for an hour and a half or longer. If you feel so inclined, and it's a wonderful experience.
All right, speaking of wonderful experiences, Scott, thank you very much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be on the air this morning. You're welcome. Scott Belly is an independent film director from Vancouver, British Columbia. You can follow him on Twitter, Scott Belly. Before that, we talked about, what was the other one? Children of the Dark. You can search that on CBC. Hopefully they're broadcasting it every day, 3 times a day. This is Sound Square on 101.9 FM CITR. My name is Derek Toker, and we are going to end the show with a little Hot Chip. The song is called Flutes. I like that song. And they're a funky little UK band. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. And up next is Ryan with Sounds of the City. So thanks again, Scott, and have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be right back.
Trying hard to fix to the pain. Across the terrain. Trying hard to aim. Trying hard to aim.